In this world of Photoshop, you know, one can manipulate and come up with pictures, where in the past you really couldn't do that.
Yeah, that's right. That's a real issue.
Yeah.
Here's what I say about that. And we have to finish our debate on the secrecy, too, because I've been thinking about it.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing with the photographs, like there are a number of UFO websites that have photographs or alleged, let's say alleged photographs. There's one that I like a lot, the website called UFOcasebook.com, and it seems to me that they've got a very, very good selection of UFO photographs from the current year right on back to the 19th century, and they're nicely organized. One thing that I notice when I review recent UFO photographs, they're all taken with digital cameras, of course. Everyone's got digital. Some of them are taken with cell phone cameras, okay? But there is, in fact, when you really look at them, certain very fundamental types of objects that are being captured on film, not on film, digitally. And it's not that you can't analyze a digital photograph. You actually can. It's just harder. I mean, you can study the pixelation at a very, very fine degree. And yes, a master at Photoshop can make probably a pretty good fake. But the question is, George, I mean, are all of these people master Photoshop experts?
No, they can't be.
No, I don't think so. And a number of these pictures have been studied and investigated in the sense that the people who took the photograph were known people. Like there's a good photograph from 2004 from Australia taken by a highway inspector type guy for his local municipality. And he took a picture of an intersection. There's a railroad tracks there, and he didn't even see it when he took the shot, but there's this object in the top right part of the corner. Classic flying saucer, slightly blurred around the edges. They're all that way. I happen to think that the reason they're blurred is because they emit a kind of field that does this. This is actually what I believe is the case. But these objects, they all look the same. Now, unless he photoshopped it the same way that everyone else did, but no one's seeing this. I mean, people are studying some of these digital photographs, and I'm not seeing too many of these being actually faked. So I think that there is, in fact, a lot of photographic evidence that is out there, and that looks to me to be good evidence. I agree with you that each one individually can't really amount to a whole lot, but I'm also impressed by the sheer quantity and consistency of many. We're talking hundreds of photographs. I mean, back in 1955, if you had like five UFO photographs of the year, you're like, wow, great. Now there are hundreds every year that are out there on the net. I was just looking at one the other day taken in China by a guy with a cell phone camera. I don't know what this thing was. There's a picture actually of the cell phone showing the image.
Yeah.
It's this very, very bizarre light phenomenon in the sky. I've never seen anything like it. I don't know what it was. I don't think it was photoshopped. I mean, I'm looking at the cell phone.
Oh, heck, those cameras, though, are lousy, aren't they?
Yeah, well, they're getting better, though.
Yeah, but
they're all getting better. So the point is simply, it can be faked, but simply because they can be faked, I think it's a very, very big mistake. It's foolhardy to say that we can't accept any of this as evidence, because this is the world we live in. Everyone's got digital cameras, and we have to just be vigilant when we look at these, and yes, not accept everything as gospel, but let's also keep it open that some of these are very possibly what people say they are.